So we're holding by Malachim Aleph, where Periches, Pasuk Tes, the Shiur started as a Schussi L'Nishmas Yecheskel Shragim and Avram Yehuda, it should also be a Schussi L'Nishmas for Bechiel Mechel Ben Asher, Moshe Ben Daniel, Chaim Elazar Ben Shem Shinari, as well as a Schuss for Fuhush Lema, Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka. So we learned last time that the Aron was placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and now we learn another fact about the Aron. Pasuk Tes, Ein Ba Aron, there was nothing inside the Aron. Remember, the Aron was hollow. Was a box, but there was a hollow inside, and there was nothing in the Aron, rak shnei luchos avanim, except for the two stone luchos, asher iniach sham Moshe b'chayrev, that Moshe placed there in chayrev, meaning in Har Sinai, asher karas Hashem in b'nei Yisrael, b'teisa meretz Mitzrayim, the luchos that Moshe brought down when Hashem made a bris with Klal Yisrael when he took them out of Mitzrayim. So Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is, it would seem, that there was only the set of luchos, the second set of luchos that were brought down the second time Moshe went up to Har Sinai. And these luchos were the ones that were placed in the Aron. And the Radak explains that there was nothing else placed in the Aron. The broken luchos would have been placed in a second Aron. Now, for those of you listening and you say, second Aron, what second Aron? I encourage you to go back to a shir we did way back in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. I believe it's number 24, 25, one of the two. You can get it on the podcast. And basically, in that year, we talked about the machloikis in the Gemara, how many aronois there were, because we talked about that the Aron was captured by the Plishtim, well, which Aron was brought to the battlefield, and which one was captured by the Plishtim. But the Radak is learning, according to the Man D'Yoma, that there were two aronois. So this Aron that was placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim had in it only the whole set of luchais. The broken set of luchais, which along with the Mishkan, would have been stored in one of the vaults, one of the caves underneath the Beis HaMikdash. And the same applies to the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote at the end of Parshas Vayelech. The Pasuk says that Moshe wrote the entire Sefer Torah and he gave it over to Levim and told him to place it next to the Aron. And that would have been the other Aron, the Aron that was hidden. And that's, in fact, the same Sefer Torah that was discovered by Chilkiyahu, we'll see in Malachim Beis, during the time of Yoshio, when Klal Yisrael did tshuva, because they found the Sefer Torah and it was open to the Klalois. So that Sefer Torah had been forgotten because it was hidden. It was put next to the Aron in a hidden place. Everyone had forgotten that it was there. And so eventually when they discovered it, when they were doing repairs, so they found that Sefer Torah, which was Moshe's Sefer Torah, and then that's the one that caused them to do tshuva. So that's according to the Pshat in the Radak. However, the Abarbanel learns differently. He says that there was only one Aron. Again, learning like the Mandiyamar in the Gemara that there was only one Aron. Aye, so it had more than just the Luchai. So what does the Pasuk mean? So they learn that actually, and this is a Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yadalid, that the Gemara says, "My ain ba Aron rak." Why does it say ain ba Aron? There was nothing in the Aron rak, which is a miyad achamiyad. So the Gemara says, a miyad achamiyad comes to add that there were other things in the Aron. Something was being excluded, but there obviously was other things in the Aron besides just the luchas avanim. Otherwise, it would not have said it in a lashon of miyad achamiyad. In fact, the Malbim explains it even differently. The Malbim, who always is very medayik in the lashon, is very specific in the way that the psukim are written and he learns out things. He says that you never find in Tanakh, or certainly not in Chamisha Chumshe, no, he says in Tanakh, you never find in Tanakh, after a negative, the word rak. Okay? So, for example, he says, whenever you see, you have the word ain, that there isn't, it's always followed by ki'im. So, for example, he gives two examples. He said that Yaakov Avinu said, ain ze ki'im beis elikim, that this is not ki'im beis elikim, right? The Har Sinai, when he, not Har Sinai, Har Maria, when he slept on Har Maria, he said, ain ze ki'im beis elikim. Similarly, Yosef says to the brothers, im teitzu mizeh, you will not go out from here, ki'im b'voy achichem akatanheinu, unless you bring Binyamin here. So you never find rak after a negative. He says over here, rak, the double negative here is actually a positive. It's telling you that the luchos were not the only thing that was in there. So he says even more than amir achamir, it's actually the lashon itself is telling you that this unusual lashon together of ein and rak is actually telling you that there were other things in the aron itself. And again, if you learn there was one aron, so then the broken set of luchos were underneath the whole set of luchos, and then on top of that, or next to that, you had the Sefer Torah. I put in the picture from the Ayiz V'Hadar, which shows a few things that were either in the Aron or next to the Aron. You could see inside, and this is also based on that Gemara in Bava Basra, you see the whole set of luchos there. Presumably underneath it is the broken set, but you can't see them, they're being covered. On top, you see that scroll, that would be the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. You see a paper, which is Hashem V'chol Kinuyov, which the Gemara says that there was written the Shem HaMefarish of Hashem, as well as all of the Kinuyim, all of the alternate names. And then next to the Aaron, outside of the box, you see a few things. First of all, you see Aaron's staff. The staff that Aaron used after Kairach when the rest of Klai Yisrael was complaining. So they were unsure if Aaron was really the chosen leader. So Aaron's staff blossomed when they put them all in the Mishkan. Aaron's staff blossomed. It was put next to the Aaron. You also see a small container, which is the container that held the mun. Now there are two other items there, a flask. I don't know, but I'm assuming this flask must be the Pach Shemen that held the oil that Moshe used to inaugurate the Kelim of the Mishkan, and I believe was also used to anoint the Melachim. Then you see two silver poles. These poles were created by Shlomo. They were put, I believe, used as a adornment for holding Moshe's Sefer Torah, but it didn't fit in the box. It looks like it was placed next to the Aron outside. So let's do two more psukim. Pasuk Yud, Vayhi Betzeis HaKoyanim Min HaKoydesh. It was when the Kohanim left the Kodesh after placing the Aron there, Ha'anon Malei Es Beis Hashem, and the Anon, meaning the Shechina, filled the house of Hashem. V'layachlu HaKoyanim Lamoid L'Sharis Mepnei Ha'anon, and the Kohanim could not stand and serve because of the Shechina, Ki Malei Chvad Hashem Es Beis Hashem, because the honor of Hashem, the glory of Hashem, the Shechina, filled the whole house, and the Kohanim were not able to tolerate it, to withstand it, and so they had to go out of the Beis HaMikdash. This was the real test if the Beis HaMikdash was acceptable to Hashem. Because even though Shlomo HaMelech put all that effort and spent all that money on the Beis HaMikdash, at the end of the day, there was no way to tell if Hashem was pleased with it and if Hashem would rest the Shechina there until the moment came and the Shechina actually rested there. So this was a monumental moment, and it showed Shlomo and it showed all of Klal Yisrael that Hashem was happy pleased with the construction of the Beis HaMikdash and desired to rest the Shechina there. It was similar to when the Shechina rested in the Mishkan, showing Klal Yisrael that Hashem was happy with the construction of the Mishkan that Moshe had overseen. The Ara Torah brings down from the Zayar that there was a greater Gilui Shechina here by the Beis HaMikdash than there was by Matan Torah. Because by Matan Torah, Moshe went up. It says, V'nigash Moshe levade v'ham lo yalu imoi v'hakoinim v'ham al yalu. That the Kainim and the people were not allowed to go up. Only Moshe was Zoyche to that Gilui Shechina up above. But here, by the Beis HaMikdash, it says that even the Kaihanim witnessed the Shechina and v'layachla kanim lamor l'shores v'pnei anon, that they couldn't withstand it, but they were zoiche to the Gila Shechina here. So there was a greater Gila Shechina here by the Beis HaMikdash. More people were able to witness it than witnessed it by Matan Torah.